Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to continue talking about Packers Eagles. We just had Ryan Wood on from the Green Bay Press Gazette now joining us. He is Devin Jackson, sports editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter at RealD_Jackson. Thanks for coming on, Devin. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm super excited to be on and chatting with you and talking about and previewing this Monday night game between the Packers and the Eagles.
Okay, so this is where we're at from a Packer fan standpoint. Packer fans are mad. Packer fans want to get rid of Matt LaFleur. Packer fans want to get rid of Gutekunst. Packer fans are sideways besides themselves because the two losses they have are the Panthers and the Browns, and games in which they don't feel like they should lose, right? It's the Packers don't lose to those two teams. But at the same point, as I've said, beginning of the year, I don't think anybody had them going 2-0 against the Lions and Washington to start off the season either. I think people would have been happy with 1-1 and getting a split there. So I'm trying to calm everybody down a little bit. From an Eagle fan perspective, is it meltdown time every time they lose a football game at this point in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, I think that kind of comes with, especially when you've been having success and you feel like it's a team that could, obviously, for the Eagles' perspective, they've won the Super Bowl, went to the Super Bowl. But, once you get a taste of that type of success, I think that people have much higher expectations. And the reality is no one's going perfect in NFL season.
Thank you.
There's no more perfect teams left. And we haven't seen it in quite some time. And it's just kind of hard. The parity in the NFL is probably as good as it's ever been in terms of, like, any given Sunday, someone can get beat, you know? So I think that's kind of part of it. And like the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles perspective, you could also look at it as like, they probably shouldn't have won the Rams game. You know, they had to come back from a 26-9 deficit just to not only win that game. You know, the Rams had a chance to win the game at the end of that game. And Jordan Davis blocked the field goal. The Broncos game could have gone either way. The Eagles lost to the Broncos. Obviously had that embarrassing showing as the Giants the week after, so everyone was kind of melting down in Philly. So to answer your question in kind of a long-winded fashion, when the Eagles lose games, it's a pretty big deal, and people are ready for change to happen, and especially with the way the Eagles play in the first six games of the year and the inconsistencies of the offense. They wanted to fire a new offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, pretty early in the season.
I will say this, that the Packers don't have a true number one wide receiver. That's been an ongoing thing since Davante Adams left, right? They don't have that guy. The closest thing they had to that guy, based on the last two previous games, was going to be Tucker Kraft at tight end, who's now gone for the year. But not having one of those guys also means you can stay away from the diva component of what comes with one of those guys. I introduce you to A.J. Brown. So what is going on there with him, Jalen Hurts, Sirianni, and the front office?
Yeah, I think it is just kind of one of those things that he wants to contribute to winning. And, you know, the way he goes about it, you know, is the way that he goes about it, you know, whether it's posting on social media or those types of things. But I think at the core of it is that he wants to not only win, but be a big part of the reason that they win. So I think that's kind of been the dialogue and the way that I have taken a look at it. You know, I know a lot of different people feel different ways about it. And, you know, there is chatter about maybe they trade him at the trade deadline, but the Eagles are a much better team with A.J. Brown versus not. And it seems like the Eagles are starting to figure things out offensively, and he could be a big part of that. So I think it's hard, you know, even for a receiver or a quarterback perspective and changing offensive coordinators now three straight years or four straight years that A.J. Brown has been in Philly. In addition to that, you know, I think the lack of continuity that they had to begin the season, trying to find their identity, it's tough for a receiver of A.J. Brown's you know, talent level and what he commands to not have the type of stats that he expects out of himself. And he has said this summer that he wanted to be thought of as the best receiver in NFL. And obviously you have the stats to back that up. So I think there's a little bit of like, you know, obviously the personal success. And I think a lot for Brown is that he could be a little misunderstood in his messaging, because I don't think he wants out of Philly. I just think he wants to be, you know, one of the key driving forces that the Eagles are winning and, you know, are a potential Super Bowl contender again.
Talking with Devin Jackson, sports editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter at RealD_Jackson. So the Packers getting Micah Parsons in the offseason. Obviously, that was a big to-do about, okay, finally a premier pass rusher. Rashawn Gary is going to have a career-high in sacks if he stays healthy. He's on pace for like 14 or 15 sacks this year. He's never hit double-digit sacks in his life. Having said that, this Philadelphia offensive line was and has probably been pretty good over the course of the last several years, but it does not appear that Cam Jurgens, the starting center for the Eagles, will play on Monday. He got hurt a couple weeks ago. Now, even after the bye week, he didn't practice today, I don't think. So how big of a deal is that, not having Jurgens possibly for Monday night?
Yeah, not having him would be huge, because you know, he's been the kind of the consistent force in the middle of the Eagles offensive line since Jason Kelsey retired and he moved over from right guard to center, but he just brings that stability. You know, Brett Toth played really good and kind of, you know, starting that game against the Giants, and he has some good moments, but he's not the same level of player that Cam Jurgens is and what he allows.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Eagles to do in the run game and just how stout he is in the middle of the offensive line. I'd argue he's been the second best offensive lineman for the Eagles this year behind Lane Johnson. You know, he's been that good when he's been in the lineup, but you know, got banged up a little bit in the playoffs and been banged up a little bit to start this year. So not having him will be huge, and you know, while Brett Toth has been serviceable and a really good player, I just think overall the Eagles' offensive line is much stronger when Jurgens is in the lineup.
Unfortunately for the Packers, it looks like A.J. Brown's going to play. It looks like Saquon Barkley's going to play. Could have been better news there for Green Bay. They could have set out another week. They don't need to play Monday, but it appears that they're going to. Now, if they're going to play on Monday, then obviously the Packers are going to need to get some pressure on Jalen Hurts up front. On the other side of the ball, when we talk about from a Packers offensive perspective, the issues that have been going on there have been significant, I feel like, because this Packers offensive line hasn't been the best at run blocking this year, even though you had Jacobs over 5 yards, but he hasn't getting nearly as many carries as he's had in the past. And then protecting Jordan Love, you know, Derek Brown had his way up front with this Packers offensive line for the Panthers last week. How much has Philadelphia's front seven been a terror to opposing quarterbacks throughout the year? And is this something that Packer fans should be concerned about going into Monday night?
Yeah, one of the strengths of the Eagles' defensive line is the interior. And Jalen Carter, you know, continues to be a playmaker for the Eagles' defensive line. And Jordan Davis had a stout season as a run stopper, and I think he's had his best year of his, entering his fifth year of his career. So I think overall that the Eagles certainly have a strength there. Jalen Carr, Jordan Davis, I think them as a tandem can make things difficult. And, getting N'Kobe Dean back a few weeks ago as well at linebacker, I think has been super helpful for the Eagles' run defense and what he's been able to bring to the table. Obviously, they have a great linebacking core and upgraded the edge rushing room as well. They might get Nolan Smith back this week after he had a triceps injury that had him out for 4 games. And they brought Brandon Graham out of retirement, traded for Jalen Phillips. So this defensive line for the Eagles, they have some new faces in there, some some guys that are fresh off of injuries or just fresh in general. So I think it's going to be a challenge for the Packers, especially up front, to move that defensive line and some of the things that the Eagles will be able to throw at them on Monday night.
I'm fearful of the front seven of the Eagles. Very, very fearful. Now, having said that, I feel like the secondary isn't what it used to be either at this point. And if you can actually protect Jordan Love long enough, that there might be some room for exploitation of that secondary of Philadelphia.
Yeah, if the Eagles, and they've struggled this year and getting home consistently and generating consistent pressure. The games that they struggled are the games that offenses have been able to pick them apart. You know, I think about the second half against Denver when they really weren't getting pressure on Bo Nix, against Matthew Stafford for about the first two and a half, three quarters. Same deal. The Giants, what they did against the Eagles in week six on Thursday Night Football. So when the Eagles aren't generating pressure, they have obviously talent in the secondary, but they have new guys in the secondary as well. Whoever is going to be starting opposite Quinyon Mitchell is kind of up in the air right now. Adoree Jackson, he's banged up. Keely Ringo has been up and down when he's been in the lineup. Ja'Cory Bennett's coming off an injury. So that spot there, and then you add in a few other pieces of Michael Carr and Jair Alexander to that secondary room. I think it's a lot of question marks on who's going to start opposite Quinyon Mitchell. Obviously, with Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Reed Blankenship, they bring a level of consistency and familiarity to the secondary, but Andrew Mukuba has been up and down, the rookie safety for the Eagles, and you look at the CB2 spot, I think that's the weakest part of the defense right now. They haven't had a consistent player there for every single game. It's kind of been a revolving door, and whoever starts at CB2 doesn't seem to end the game there.
So
whether it's by sub or by injury. So
Devin, I gotta know, Jair Alexander, he's been a healthy scratch in Baltimore. They said, that's it, we're done, see ya, you're out of here. And when he left the Packers, he couldn't stay healthy for a couple of years either, and that's why they decided to move on from Jair Alexander. So what is Philadelphia really expecting here in Jair Alexander?
Well, Howie Roseman said it best. It's it's a low-risk move. You know, if he turns out to be really good and kind of turn back the clock and looks like a good player, then it'll be looked upon as a great move. But if not, you know, just one of those things that, you know, they tried, you know, to, you know, flip over the stone and it just didn't work for them. But I think they're betting on him reuniting with Christian Parker, who worked a little bit in Green Bay with Jair Alexander. That relationship, I think they're hoping to kind of help rekindle some of his play. But he says he's 100% healthy. We'll see if he's thrown into the mix on Monday night, just on a little less than a week's prep. I will be surprised if he played at all Monday night. But I think going forward, I think they're hoping that they get something out of him down the line. And if they need, someone to step up in that CB2 spot down the line, potentially at the end of the season or even in the playoffs.
Last question, prediction time. What do you got?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I got 27-24 Eagles. Ooh. I just think that the Eagles are playing really, really good football on the offensive side of the ball. I think they've found kind of a formula that works for them. Got Saquon Barkley going against the Giants and got that running game established. They've done some really nice things on offense and you know, bring in some of that play action game to the offense and doing a little bit things differently than they did to start the year. So I like the Eagles in a close one. I think that the Packers are going to give them a really good run. I think that the Green Bay's offense is going to look a lot better than it did against Carolina. And I just think it's going to be one of those games that comes down to the Eagles, making plays there in the fourth quarter. And I think they find a way to win.
This game's close in the fourth quarter. I'll be very happy with that. There he is, our guy, Devin Jackson, sports editor for Philadelphia Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter at RealD_Jackson. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.